Greetings. Welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I am your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are a day or two late on this podcast, but better late than never, because I'm sure that there's a ton of knowledge that we're going to get from this episode here. I hope, anyway. Let's start with last week's summary. You know, I finally stopped sucking, and I was 6-5. I won in the Average Joe's League for the first time. I'm trying to turn it around a little bit. Meanwhile, the Puma is crushing pretty much every league we drafted together. So I really love hearing about that every day. Some of the good players from last week, I'm going to create a new segment called Good, Bad, and Ugly. So some of the good players last week, Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, Tyler Boyd, Sterling Shepard, Tarik Cohen, T.J. Yeldon, Ezekiel Elliott, DeAndre Hopkins, Cooper Kupp, and Matt Ryan. Some of the bad players, Juju Smith-Schuster, Keenan Allen, Russell Wilson, who's been crap for a while, Marquise Goodwin, Marvin Jones, Drew Brees, Lamar Miller, and the Gronk. And some of these dudes in the bad, you can either buy low or or your team is probably last because you got a few of these guys on your team. And the ugly, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Peyton Barber, Brandon Marshall, Chris Carson, who really lost me one for sure and probably lost me two games. Sammy Watkins and Larry Fitzgerald. And some of these guys were injured, Dalvin and Fournette. And if you drafted both of them, like in our B-Dubs League, one of the guys drafted Fournette and Dalvin. So he's in kind of trouble. But Chris Carson, let me tell you this story real quick. If you hear that noise, that's my daughter playing in the living room because I'm actually at home recording this. So hopefully she'll learn something as well. But Chris Carson had a 4-25 game. He was questionable, but everything I read all week saying he's going to play, he's going to play, he's going to play. Big game, big game, big game. Well, 1 o'clock comes around. You know, I had Tarik Cohen on the bench. I had T.J. Yeldon on the bench. Nothing wrong there. 3 o'clock comes around, Chris Carson's out. I have no running back to put in. So I had to pick up Jalen Richard on, I think, three teams. Two teams for sure, and on one team I put in, Royce Freeman. No, I didn't put Freeman in, sorry. I put in Rashad Penny. And they were all terrible. Meanwhile, I had on the bench Tarik Cohen, who was in my good pile, and T.J. Yeldon, who's also in my good pile. So you really got to be careful. If you have a running back that's questionable and he plays at 4 o'clock, take him out of the running back spot. And if you have a flex with a running back spot in it, then switch him around. You want to have as much flexibility as you can if one of these guys goes down. So again, if you have a guy playing at 4 o'clock and you have a flex guy playing at 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock guy is questionable, switch him around. Make sure that you don't get stuck being Chris Carson like I was. Some of the guys you want to trade for, Dalvin Cook, and I've really been practicing what I preach with Dalvin. Leonard Fournette, I'd trade for him. I wouldn't trade much, but I'd trade for him. Jimmy Howard, same thing. I mean, people are going to be worried now that Tarik had a huge game, so he might be available. Aaron Jones, he's on the way up, but you could still probably get him pretty cheap. Ronald Jones, I mean, you could throw a flyer for him because Peyton Barber's horrible, and Ronald Jones should be getting some time. Royce Freeman, who looked really good running, so you might send out a little feeler, you know, keep him on your bench because I dropped him on a few leagues already, and I can't get him back. Kenny Galladay, who I've been saying for a while now, this guy is going to be a legit receiver. And the Gronk, who has been down a little bit, but he's certainly going to be available. If you could, package together a good tight end like Jared Cook and a good running back, I mean, maybe, I don't know, who else? Maybe Joe Mixon, but whatever. Mixon's supposed to come back, and Mixon's pretty good, so I don't even know if I'd make that trade. Some of the guys to trade right away, Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson, Aaron Rodgers. I would be dealing, and I did, deal Marshawn. His value is not going to go higher. I mean, there's no way he's going to keep this pace up. Same with Peterson, same with Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers could be out for the season. If the Packers fall behind, he's going to be shut down. So you need to jettison him for some value while you still can. Let's see. And drop Peyton Barber. I hate Peyton Barber. Drop him. He's been terrible. You can just drop him. As far as John, let's go with the John Connor, Le'Veon Bell update. I have been shopping Connor hard. Bell's supposed to come back week 7. And are you ready to go with week 8? So I tried to trade for Bell last week. Made one trade that got vetoed. The other ones all got declined. So now he's going to be harder to get. But Connor still has some value because really there's still some uncertainty here if Bell's going to play for Pittsburgh or not. I'm saying 75%, 80%, sure, but this whole saga has been crazy. So if you have Connor, ship him for value. And I traded Connor in one league. So I made three trades. Actually, four trades. I'll say the Bell trade first. I traded Chris Thompson and Kerryon Johnson for Le'Veon Bell. Vetoed. Whatever. They say I gave up too much. That's crazy. And that was before Bell announced he's coming back. But since he's announced he's coming back, I traded John Connor straight up for Dalvin Cook, which I think is an amazing trade. You know, you're playing the long game here when trading for Dalvin. You don't expect much from him this week, maybe even next week, but you want him for that second half of the year. Just like you were trading for Le'Veon last week, you're trading for the second half of that season. If your team is terrible, then you really, I don't know if you could afford to trade away a contributor like Connor right now, but it's a trade I'd make all day long. Dalvin's good, as long as he's healthy. So I'm willing to make that, willing to take that risk, because in week seven, if Le'Veon reports to Pittsburgh, John Connor, he's going to hit the waiver wire. Another trade I made, I traded John Connor and George Kittle for Dalvin. You know, add a little more. On that team, I have Kelce, I have Cook, and I have Vance McDonald, along with Kittle. So I could afford to throw a little sweetener in there. And I traded Marshawn Lynch and Jimmy Graham for Dalvin Cook. And that team, I have Zach Ertz at tight end as well. So I could afford to make that trade. And again, Marshawn, I'm shipping him out. Jimmy Graham, I mean, he's good. But I'm looking for an elite contributor to help me make the finals. And Dalvin could be that elite contributor, or he could tank me. The team that I traded Connor and Kittle for Dalvin, I'm 4-0. And again, if I lose this week because I don't have Connor, whatever, I'm still in first. You know, the whole goal is to get to the playoffs. Be as strong as you can entering the playoffs. Hopefully you're a higher seed, but if you're not, whatever. I mean, you want to get to the playoffs and at least have a chance for money. If you can get a bye, that's even better. But, you know, you're trading away Connor for people like Dalvin, maybe Jimmy Howard, Joe Mixon for sure. You know, go after these guys who are a little dinged up. Devonta Freeman. Make those trades. Make them now before Freeman comes back and lights it up. Again, there's no guarantee Freeman's going to stay healthy, but it's certainly a trade that you can make the second half of the year. You know, Freeman missed a few games. He comes back 100%. He should be fresh for quite a while. But again, all these are gambles, just like all trades are. But you really, you know, need to start preparing now. Hit these teams that are behind. I mean, if someone is in last, there's a good chance they're going to have Odell Beckham. They're going to have Fournette. They might have David Johnson. You know, they might have, they might have Russell Wilson at quarterback. They might have Deshaun Watson at quarterback. And if they're 1-3 or 0-4 right now, they are vulnerable. They have every desire to trade and improve their team. And you need to be the one to trade them, you know, two solid players. I love, what the hell, what's that guy's name? I forgot who I love. The other receiver for Houston, Will Fuller. I like him because he puts up big numbers. I think somebody like Tarik Cohen coming off a huge game where he could possibly, start chipping into Jimmy Howard's or Jordan Howard's minutes. Did I say Jimmy Howard? I always say Jimmy Howard. But start chipping into Jordan Howard's minutes and take away a lot of his value. So somebody might be talking up Tarik Cohen right now. Those are the guys you want to try to package together for some of these injured stars. Two solid starters, you can make it happen. And Odell, I think Odell has lost some luster. I was pretty high on him coming into the season. Man, Eli looks ridiculously bad. So if you have Odell, I'm trying to trade out of Odell. If you could trade Odell for Keenan Allen and like Joe Mixon, like Odell and Freeman for Keenan Allen and Joe Mixon, you make that trade all day. You know, I don't know from what Odell has done if he's worth that number first round pick. One, you need to hit these teams that are at the bottom of the league as well and trade away some of your bench. If you have a strong bench, which you probably do if you're that good, if you're at 4-0 or 3-1, ship some of these guys, you know, down and upgrade your starters. Like I said before, starters are where it's at. Starters are what's going to get you through the playoffs. And once we reach the playoffs, you're not going to be able to, I mean, the bench doesn't really matter anymore unless someone gets hurt, but once we reach that point, you're not going to be cycling anybody in for bye weeks. You have to have a strong starting cast to get you through those playoffs. And you want to make it as strong as possible right now. Man, in 2 weeks, if somebody's 0-6 or 1-5, they're most likely going to be done. And you know what? Why? If you're 0-6, you're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, really, there's no way unless you run the table, unless you really hit some miraculous picks. But you need to hit these teams before they drop out. It's just like any fantasy sport. People are going to lose interest. People are going to give up. People are going to focus on the teams that are doing well. And if they're 1-5 or 0-6, there's a good chance they're not going to respond to your trades. So you could have guys like Dalvin Cook chilling in the bottom, the last team in the league, with no hope of ever getting him from them. So hit him now. Try to give him some hope. Trade two players. Upgrade your starters. Or trade for an injured guy and stick him on your bench for 3 or 4 weeks. Doesn't matter. And if you trade for Le'Veon Bell now, if you're first and trade for Le'Veon Bell now, say you trade, someone like Kenyon Drake, who's terrible. Kenyon Drake and, let's see. Who else would be a good trade? Maybe Mixon? Or Kenyon Drake and, Kenyon Drake and Mixon? That might be a good trade. Kenyon Drake and Freeman? That could be doable. I mean, they're getting two starters. Kenyon Drake is down, so they're buying low on him. They're buying low on both of them, really. So that, something like that might be possible. Or Jimmy Howard and, Jordan Howard and, let's see. I wish I had prepared this a little better. Jordan Howard and Aaron Jones, or Jordan Howard and Kenny Galladay. I mean, Howard and Galladay is a pretty strong trade. And if you're 0-4 right now, you're going to pass that up? You're going to pass up two starters? I don't know. But those are the trades you need to make. Even if they don't accept them, I mean, you're not going to trade away Melvin Gordon for Le'Veon Bell. You're never going to do that. Just because, he's been a beast. You're not going to trade Kamara for Le'Veon Bell either. So you need to make sure that you're trading guys that you don't necessarily need, like my trade of Chris Thompson and Kerryon Johnson. I don't need them. They don't start. But, I was willing to sit on Bell as long as it took. And if he'd sat all year, whatever. I lost a couple of bench guys. Chris Thompson's a nice player, but he's not he's not all world. And Kerryon Johnson, the Lions are just terrible. And Kerryon Johnson is, he's a fringe roster guy. So for me, it was a great trade, and the league vetoed it because the league's a bunch of sissies. Should I say sissies? Idiots? Is that better? Idiots? Dummies? Yeah, something like that. So that's what we have for today. We're heading into the Thursday night game, and I'm going to go watch it. So thanks for tuning in. Make some trades. If you stand pat, you're going to get passed. You can't stand pat in these fantasy leagues. You really need to at least make a trade or two to upgrade something. Open up a roster spot on your bench, pick up one of these waiver guys that are coming through, and hopefully you'll do pretty well. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Average Joe's out.